My guest today is a realtor from the San Gabriel Valley, Douglas Lee. He had a house listed in Alhambra, and my good buddy grew up there, and I saw it online, and the house sat under a bridge. It was located at 1340 East Main Street, Alhambra, and very strange. No parking, fixer, 462 square feet. They were asking 250 grand. He was on in June of 2023. Douglas Lee, it's ended up selling over asking, and he's here to give us an update. Douglas Lee has been a residential agent since 2010. Prior, he was a commercial real estate agent for 6 years, selling retail strip malls and apartment complexes. He started his career on Wall Street in New York, skyscrapers and everything. Credit Suisse. First Boston as an analyst. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Douglas Lee.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Mark. It's great to be back.
Did I pronounce the New York name correctly?
You did it correctly. Credit Suisse, Credit Suisse. Yeah, they're now defunct anyway, so doesn't matter.
You're kind of a, you know, was your major, were you an economic major or?
Yeah, I was a business finance major at Carnegie Mellon, and my dad had suggested, I mean, we grew up middle class that, hey, you know, try and get an investment banking. That's where the money's at. So I started working out there, and I learned so much from there. I didn't make it there, obviously, but I loved the work. I loved the people. I learned a lot. They really put it to shame. Yeah.
And the transition to commercial real estate makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, not as much emotion, more money and dollars and figures. But then yet
well,
you went to residential.
yeah, I mean, well, in short, it's what was tough about that is you learn the stuff as an analyst, and then in order to, it just moves you. The analyst, you learn the stuff, associate, you're the more senior guy, and then the VP, you're the project manager essentially, and then directors, you're just a junior salesperson and managing director salesperson. So my thought was to skip the ladder. And if I already was doing all the monkey work anyways, if I can jump into sales. The hardest part for me was just, I didn't want to do sales. I resisted sales. On the offset, it looks like a lot of money in commercial, but it's a very, they don't really cooperate too well. Everyone knows to go through the listing agents, and it's a very small pool. So it's hard to get deals. It's very feast or famine. So as a result of that, that's why I got into residential, which I love better. I love the numbers and stuff in commercial, not too much analysis, but
And
it was
what
still
area you're with Compass,
correct.
Douglas Lee, Compass, and San Gabriel. Well, you're from the San Gabriel Valley. What area do you cover?
So I cover actually because I specialize in probate, and my mentor used to be the chief appraiser at his appraisal company. So we pull the comps the way the appraisers do. So right now my focus is that we do LA, Orange, San Bernardino, and Riverside counties. However, because we do probate, I have a estate attorney that's starting to send me stuff all over the state of California. So I'm getting ready to close today on a property that's a duplex out in Bakersfield for $210,000. I have another one out in Kelseyville for about 150, low price points, but these are all probate specialties. It's interesting. How do you deal with someone that's on meth to get them to cooperate? You understand the process, you know everything, but it's like, wow, how do you get someone that won't even pick up their phone? Just interesting, simple challenges that it's just interesting.
That's a unique niche. Just do me one favor.
Sure.
Stay out of Santa Barbara.
I doubt it. I haven't done much, so but yeah.
All right. So you listed a house under
Correct.
a bridge for 250 grand. Give me a quick recap of you know, what was this house? How the hell did it even exist?
Sure. So I,
yeah, go ahead.
yeah, my friend from high school actually reproached me, and his father had bought it a while ago, and he said it was quote unquote unique. I took a look at it. I was like, wow, it really is. My wife, because I called the expireds, is like, why do you always get all these funky deals? Anyways, we took it. There was no comps. So what we did was that we just did a guesstimate on what we thought was value. So we started at 250. Within a week, within 2, 3 days, Zillow goes wild, asked me to repost it. And then my friend, my wife, or my friend Shining, her husband, saw it and noticed that I was a real estate agent. So she called me and reached out to me. It was already to 20,000 views. And that was like on day 3 or 4. So soon enough, I started getting calls from all the news agencies, and I didn't realize it would get so big. We never really possibly locked up the property because there's just so many people constantly seeing it. It was basically, some people would say it was below the bridge, on the bridge, on the side of the bridge. It was a bridge that's right on the border between Alhambra and San Gabriel. And if you were to, if you're on the bridge, so to speak, you're on the sidewalk, right adjacent to it is the roof of the unit. So you would take steps down to get into the unit. So you weren't really on the bridge because you weren't really on it, but you were kind of adjacent, but you're still above the water.
And
So if that
you only
explains.
access the house from the
Correct.
bridge, steps
That's right.
down from a bridge, no parking. Did you
That's
put
correct.
in my guest, Douglas Lee, Compass agent out of, well, what city is your office?
Pasadena. I'm based out in Pasadena. Yeah.
Oh, I knew an old lady once from Pasadena.
Yeah.
You're too young for that joke. That's an old song. That's an old song. That's an old song. So no parking, which is not terribly unusual. How close would there be street parking if you were,
It's not
shopping
that
and wanted to
far.
park?
It's not that far away, actually. It'd just probably be a pain in the butt if you're, dropping groceries off. But I think that my friend's father bought it really as a man cave to get away. And what happened was that I think that he had bought it from somebody else who bought it for like 10 grand and sold it for like 60 or something like that to him. And he
Wow.
just sat on it and forgot about it. So they needed to sell. And
And you put it on for 250 grand. Like you said, no comps. Lord knows what someone would do with it. Hopefully, we're going to find out who bought it and what they did with it. But
right.
did you put a time limit on accepting offers?
We did put a time limit. We got the inspection reports done. Basically, there was a little bit of a mold issue. We closed at 4, I think it was 4:30, because there's 440 square feet. I was really trying to get $1,000 a foot for bragging rights that, hey, even a bridge home in LA can sell for $1,000 a foot. If I can sell that at 1,000, I can sell your property, right? But yeah, it was good. We were right there, and it posed another issue because the biggest concern people said was like, well, who's in charge of the bridge if it goes under? And then I went through US Army Engineers, City of LA, City, Alhambra, and they kept giving me the runaround. And what ended up happening is that City of Alhambra didn't even realize that they were the ones responsible for it. Because initially they kicked me to, Army Engineers as the ones, they were the ones that built it. So, but once we got it resolved, everything's cool. So the new owner actually, I guess I'll preserve his conf. He's on YouTube. So you can just type in there Bridge House Alhambra, you'll find him. But basically, he had bought it and he's kind of doing what he wants to do. He's kind of made some smart investments. He's done well and he wants to fix it up the way that he wants. I've tried to chat with him to fix it up in a way that on the back end, it'd be really cool. Challenge with Alhambra is that they don't allow for Airbnbs. So you'd have to be there a month or over. And like you said, an additional challenge once you have the no parking. The house is really cool, super, super cool. And he's fixing it up, so I have to go to him for the updates. He's a bit of a quirky guy, but I'm just glad he got it. He actually won because he had something called an escalation clause. And if you're not familiar with it, it's like eBay. When you bid on something on eBay, like I like NBA jerseys, right? And if there's a jersey like Luka Doncic or LeBron, and they start out the bidding, and I know it goes for 80 bucks, and the bidding's at 40 and there's 30 seconds left, I can actually set my bid to bid like 150, even though I know it sells for 80, to make sure that if anybody bids a little bit over 80, I'll still be the winner. And that's what kind of an escalation clause is. And his agent had basically said that he would be able
Match and beat
to match and beat it. So he had an
by
escalation that
how
would take
much?
him up to about 2 million. So he was gonna win it no matter what.
And what was his
And I thought
increment? What was his increment over the best offer? Was it
it was
10,000?
10,000,
Okay.
10,000 above. Yeah. So he basically got in on that and then we were good.
That's a
So
very interesting perspective, the escalation clause. My guest is Douglas Lee out of Pasadena. He's a Compass realtor. And let's have you give out your phone number. I forgot to ask for your phone number last time, just in case anyone is in the area and has a question for you.
sure, it's 650-279-1212.
That's easy to remember. Doug Lee. Do you go by Doug or Douglas?
Either is fine. I think everyone ends up calling me Doug.
Doug
So,
Lee.
but
Doug
yeah.
Lee. 650-279.
279-1212.
I was going to
I
say,
selected that number because the 279 on the keypad is a triangle and then 1212 is easy.
well, I was
So
going to say 1212. I like 650-279-1212. Makes it easier to remember. So
yeah.
I remember haven't used or experienced the escalation clause too much when the market was really
Right.
hot. That was happening. It's still hot up here, and I remember writing an offer for a buyer. I represented the buyer, and I floated the idea of the escalation clause, and the listing agent said, "No, we're not going to entertain that."
Right.
And so it's an interesting dilemma. If I was a buyer and had the money, I would employ that, and he won. So it's kind of a tough thing to compete with. So he bought it. It's the house is attached to the bridge. Its foundation is
Yeah.
attached because it's above the
Yeah.
water.
Yeah.
Above the
It
water.
basically has this. So, it's hard to describe without kind of the thing. But if you were to imagine a bridge, you just build a bridge, and then adjacent to it, right next to it, think of it being attached to its side, kind of like a gun holster, right? So you have that, and then you have this unit that's attached to it. So basically, if you're in your car on the bridge, you're gonna look right. You're not going to see anything because I drove by that on that bridge thousands of times and I drove right by it because it's not like apparent that there is it. It just has some little fence. You don't even think much of it, right? It looks like it's a safety thing more than anything. But adjacent to it, when you're there on the bridge, there's that little a little gate door that is not a non-conspicuous. If you were to open that, then there are steps to go down. You think that it would be for service people to service the bridge. But when you walk down and you enter the gate, which also you would think is what service people enter to enter the thing to do whatever, for office or whatever, and actually you'll find that it's actually a unit you can live in. So it's basically on the side, but the foundation itself underneath is the actual it would be almost like the same concrete material that they used to build the actual bridge. So it's kind of interesting how I would just say is it under the bridge or is it on the side of the bridge? Is it, so it's a little bit
But it's
interesting dynamics.
literally, when you say the foundation is concrete, the floor
It
is
is.
concrete, but it's
Yeah.
not attached to anything. It's suspended. It's in the air.
Yeah. It's suspended in the air. Like it's an arch, it's a concrete arch. So if you look at it, just imagine if you're looking at it from above, like Google Earth, you'll see the bridge, but then you'll see the house adjacent to it, right next to it, like attached, like a holster. But then if you were to look at it, what you'll need to know is that the arch that's underneath the bridge, it actually extends out underneath the bridge house, so it's adjacent, so that arch actually extends. to support that house structure. So it is suspended, so to speak.
So from our original interview, I had written down it was built in 1949, one bedroom house. Is it 1814 Main Street, Alhambra?
I forgot what it was.
It was bathroom tile, maroon bordering. It looked like a cool 1949 house, and it had a rooftop deck, I wrote down. Is that true?
It does have a rooftop deck. Yes, it does.
Wow. Wow. Well, I imagine even if you can't do short-term rental, people do rent for 1 month at a time. And am I correct? We did this in June of 2023. He's coming up, it's like
That
3 years
is
now.
correct. Yeah.
So
And you know, it's
this
funny.
guy hasn't done anything with it?
He started a YouTube channel to show the progress. So you can check it out. Just type in Bridge House Alhambra, and I think that'll come up. He kind of wears what's that, like the French, the what is it? Is it a beret? Or he wears that and he wears
Right.
glasses.
So
So
he's
I'm just
into it.
trying. I
He's
would
into it.
say I'm pretty sure it's okay, but I just want to, I don't want people to think that when they list with me, I kind of just I'm not conscientious about people's privacy.
Well,
So,
clearly,
but
this guy, if he's on YouTube, he's looking for attention, and he's
that's
probably
correct.
appreciating that we're
Promoting it.
maybe someday I can get him on the phone when he finally finishes his project, and maybe you could
Yeah, I will. I'll set it
maybe
up for you.
yeah maybe
Actually,
you
I'll
could
set it up. You'll
hook
get
that up.
that.
Today my guest is Realtor Douglas Lee. He's a Compass Realtor. He's out of Pasadena, but works in a big area and specializing in probate. Okay, so we'll just have to track this, and we'll see what happens with it. I'm sure you'll never get another listing like that. I know I read about it maybe in the LA Times, and you were interviewed by national media, right?
Yeah, it was interesting. I was interviewed by KTLA 5 first, and then I had one Asian outlet, and then I had this other girl that was with I think Fox and then Inside Edition. So those were the outlets that interviewed me. I would have taken I have a couple things to share. Compass tracks how many people are viewing it. Compass, the counter on that was 200,000 by the time, because we track how many people are viewing the listing, right? Interestingly enough, we were on all of these different sites and whatever. My friend from high school saw me on TV and she was out in Taiwan. It was amazing. And what I can tell you is that the marketing is great, and it was good, but I didn't really get any additional business from that. There was just too many coming in. It was great. And we got my clients were so happy. They took me out to Lori's for prime rib to celebrate. But it was an interesting learning lesson. Like, wow, what do you do when you kind of become famous with all this stuff? And,
Well,
like the demons of
I'm
fame.
sorry. I'm sorry it didn't translate into a direct, other listing or another buyer, but still, that is tremendous exposure, and got your name out there, and that's really cool. I just thought of something. I sent you an email with the name of a Mexican restaurant, but I can't remember what it was. My buddy grew up in Alhambra, and he
That's
asked me if
right.
you still go to this. Do you go to this Mex? Do you remember the Mexican place?
Let me check your.
Okay, you look up, and here's my next question for you. My guest, Doug Lee, Compass Realtor out of Pasadena, his phone number is 650-279-1212. I wonder if you're advertising, if you said something like, "Hey, I got a bridge to sell you," that would have been a good joke. Did you find the restaurant name?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
I
It's not important. I'll ask you off the air. He just was
yeah.
wondering if you go there. But here's my last question. We're up against the clock here. I'm surprised the city of Alhambra didn't try and buy it.
Yeah, it was interesting. It was interesting. I don't know what they could have done with it, But I mean, it would basically just be like an office that they served.
Well,
I think it
they
was
could have
too.
relieved themselves a lot of liability because it sounds like they're on the hook for maintenance. And I'm amazed they didn't consider that. And yeah, they could have made it, an office, or they could have just taken it down. And this bridge, this is not like the Brooklyn Bridge. This is
Yeah, it's like a
special.
small, like there's a little, it's a bridge over a little wash, that's
So
really
it's
what.
just a couple hundred feet long.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. Like the novelty of it's not like a tree house in a sense, but it's also kind of like you're in the city-ish. It's really truly unique. I got a lot of buyers that were interested. They had all these interesting like homes and stuff. I really wanted to, but a lot of them at the time before the final bids, people were bidding low threes to mid threes. So we didn't know how high it would go.
How many offers did you end up getting?
Oh my gosh, countless. I actually didn't keep track. What I would do is I would just kind of shoo away offers. And when we had them, I'd say like, hey, if you're not above this number, like don't bother submitting, because I didn't want to have to respond to like 200 offers.
Right,
So
right.
I
Well,
was
there you
trying
go.
to limit.
The new owner created a YouTube channel. So if you go on YouTube and you type in Bridge House Alhambra, you'll probably find this guy. My guest today has been Doug Lee, Compass Realtor out of Pasadena, 650-279-1212. Doug, thanks for the time. Always good talking to you. Appreciate it. Oh,
Ditto. Thank you so
by the
much.
way, I have two NBA jerseys. And one is Trevor Ariza, number three. And then I
Nice.
found a Dwayne Wade one, also number three. So I thought maybe
Nice.
I could just start to collect number three jerseys.
That's a good, well, both of them are great players. Obviously, Dwayne Wade needs nothing, no introduction. And I ran into Trevor Ariza actually at the Century City Mall. Really nice guy.
I loved him as
That
a
was at the
Laker.
beginning. Yeah, great
Yes.
defensive player. We needed him to win that championship, no doubt.
Oh,
He was
you are
awesome.
a true Laker fan. Okay, thanks, Doug. We'll talk to you again.
Okay,
Okay,
sounds good.
thanks.
And then if you can, after you record, I want to still chat with you for 1 minute.
Okay, you're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.